with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
Welcome.
You just kind of hope you've made eight there. I don't know.
I don't even know. I see it again. When you got ADHD like I've got, I lose count. That's why it's chugga, chugga, choo choo.
It's another one of these crazy internet challenges.
Internet debates. People can't agree on how many chugga chuggas come before the choo choo.
This is going to be so much fun. Brian Hall joins us. Brian, go close to the mic. This is the podcast after the broadcast. You are talking to the thousands that are listening. We are debating the chugga chugga choo choo chat. Have you heard about this? How many chugga chuggas should a man or woman say before they put in a choo choo? Chugga chugga choo choo or Matt?
Chugga 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 choo choo. Eight.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
There it is. Wrap up the debate. Halsey figured it out.
Sounds pretty good.
Sing it. Right? Yeah. Brian Hall from our sister station, 630 Chad, the chugga, man that knows chugga, everything.
Chugga,
and
chugga, 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 chugga.
Oh, he's still going. Sorry,
he's like a chugga crooner.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. You're like the Barry Manilow of chugga chuggas.
Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's your thoughts?
Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
That's two. That's what Jack said.
Yep.
Yeah, he's starting to. Yeah, he's doing less now.
That's three and one. Yeah. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
Yeah, it just sounds short and sweet. It's perfect.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know why?
Why?
Because it's done naturally.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
No.
I just let my mouth do it. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
There it is.
And it won't stop.
That is definitely the truth. Brian Hall just let his mouth do it, ladies and gentlemen.
The ever-moving mouth.
Yes.
Thanks,
what part
Jose?
Of the treat is that?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
A good morning. We're expecting sunshine and 9 degrees today for your weekend. Highs around 3 and a chance of showers tomorrow. A Saskatchewan judge is scheduled to sentence the truck driver who caused the Humboldt Broncos bus crash today. Any sentence over 6 months would result in Sidhu being deported.
Here's Nurse with an outlet. Draisaitl breaks free. He's got McDavid wide open. Gives it to him. McDavid shoots and scores. Off the post, off Korpisalo, and in. And Draisaitl has 300 NHL points. And this assist gives McDavid 37 on the year.
Wasn't an assist, by the way. It was a goal.
Really?
Just correcting Jack.
Hmm.
He's got 30-some goals.
You love doing that, don't you?
I feel so smart.
All I know for sure is that I never paid attention to the game because we were at Cook County Saloon, never saw a minute of it, and they won. So there's the secret. I can't watch anymore.
Stop watching.
All they got to do is win their next eight in a row.
Oh, good luck, Oilers.
Only?
They did, in fact, win 4-1 over Columbus last night. They will play Ottawa at Rogers tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And the Edmonton Oil Kings have their first playoff game ever at Rogers Place tomorrow night at 7:30. And coming off of an exciting night we had last night with the James Barker Band at Cook County Saloon, another Kissin' by Invite Only show is on its way. We will be yours. Bobby Wills will be playing at Cook on April 12th. It's a Friday night, and the only way in is to win. And you can do that right now.
Did you say Friday?
It's a Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Buddy.
I am excited.
All right, that's going to be crazy. Well, normally this is the time of the morning where we do the too early for a question, but because this is such a big deal with Bobby Wills coming, we're going to play Don't Blow It for everyone early this morning. Callers 8, 9, and 10 at 780-421-1039 are going to get a chance to play and win. Well, let's just say that I ran my cell phone over earlier this week, and you go, ran your cell phone over?
How does that even happen?
Pardon? It just does. I don't know. It just does.
And you got out of your car and it fell off your lap, right? You didn't notice?
Yeah, and then bang. So I mentioned that, and then all of a sudden misery loves company, as they like to say, and so a lot of people made me feel a whole lot better about my situation.
This text says, my phone flew out of my pocket on the goofy roller coaster at Disneyland. I had to wait till the end of the night when they collected all of the things under the ride.
Hmm.
Now, surprisingly, my phone survived, but many did not.
Oh, that's the greatest job ever at the end of the day.
Yeah. You'd look forward to that.
They used to have the zipper at medieval days in Sherwood Park.
Yeah.
And there was the one carny. He just sat underneath the zipper and collected the change that fell out of people's pockets.
What about the reversal of fortunes that happened?
He's not collecting that.
Cost of doing business, really.
It's kind of a splash zone there. Anyway, all right. Mark had the story of the morning about it.
So I just jumped in the truck, and I just started the truck, jumped in, and I heard you say you ran over your phone.
Yeah.
And you know the hairs on the back of your neck stand up?
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. I felt this. So I'm going to give you a little insight. I'm the guy who thinks he can make everything better than the manufacturer.
Okay.
We'll start there.
Yes.
So I have a motorcycle, and I wanted a handlebar mount for my cell phone. I said, this isn't good. I can make this better.
Yes.
So I spent a few hours creating this Frankenstein. I said, this is the ticket right here. This is money. I'm going the big time with this one. It looks good. I have to admit.
Yeah, you're going straight good. To Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. We're in the big league.
All right.
So I told my daughter, Jess, let's go for a ride. So we jump on my motorcycle. And we're going down, you would know, 627 Garden Valley Road.
Yeah.
And it's not too busy usually. So I'm cruising at a nominal speed, we'll just say. And all of a sudden, I hit a bit of a bump, and everything went in slow motion. Everything. I hit the bump, the cell phone flies up in the air, and I'm watching it slowly go past me, and I look behind as it's bouncing down the road. My daughter says, what was that? I said, that was my cell phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, it gets better. I turn around. I says, turn around. I go back. And we had to have a little of approach. And we're pulling there. And I can see my phone on the road. It's sitting there. I can see it. There's too much traffic. There's cars coming. One goes by. Miss. I go, ooh. Miss. Another one goes by. Ooh, miss. Then a guy with a big truck with big tires. There it comes. And I'm going, oh, no. No, no. He drove right over the phone. And I go, oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh. And that's why you don't make your own cell phone motorbike holders.
My daughter gets better. My daughter runs off. She comes back. She goes, Dad. It lived. I'm going, what do you mean? It's perfectly fine.
No.
The only thing it had a bit of a bend in it, so it's got a hook.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
One of the silly, crazy things that people were talking about online this week was the Chugga Chugga controversy.
Let's set the tone here. Hit my audio.
All right.
Okay, we just got to get into the spirit.
There we go.
We're at the train station now.
This is how it all came about. It was a hashtag, too afraid to ask. And somebody said, I'm too afraid to ask this, but I'm going to go for it. How many chuggas do you go before the choo-choo when it comes to a train?
We briefly talked about this as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you two have the same amount of chuggas,
mm-hmm.
which is?
The right
two.
Amount.
Two. Chugga-chugga.
That's completely incorrect.
How many do you do?
You don't go chugga chugga choo choo. There's no buildup. You need buildup to the choo choo. So chugga 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 choo choo.
Eight?
Yes, eight chugga chuggas.
Who has time for eight chugga chuggas?
You too busy for an extra few chugga chuggas?
Yes, I am.
Try eight. See how it feels.
No, that feels.
That sounded
too,
wrong to me.
It's a waste.
No, you guys. Chugga chugga choo choo. There's nothing to it.
That sounded
chugga 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 choo choo.
That sounded like a pathetic train. It sounds like a train.
Your train's more pathetic. It only has a couple of chugga chuggas. It's barely moving.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
We're Hemis. We're strong.
It's that torque, that pulling power. Yeah. You don't need those chugga chuggas.
Nope, we don't.
Who's right?
The great. And how many do you do?
Chugga chugga choo choo debate. See,
chugga 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 chugga.
No,
choo choo.
Now it is agreed that you can never stop on an odd number of chugga chuggas.
Like three, like right. Chugga 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 choo choo. Sounds okay.
So weird.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Right now we're talking about chugga 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 choo choos. There, see,
how'd that feel?
It's just, that was eight.
It felt like a waste of chuggas. I'll be honest with you.
You can't have. You guys are way too few chugga chuggas.
There's a great debate. Jack and I think it's two chugga chuggas, choo choos,
yeah.
Right? But I think we might be in the minority here.
I think so. This text says two chuggas is very uninspiring. Alex texts in and says, Matt, you're right. You need the buildup. Eight at least. Another text, Matt definitely does the best train out there. Sorry, Chris and Jack, but two chuggas sound like you're singing a song and you forgot the words. But I still love you guys.
Jack, give me an eight chugga chugga.
I don't know. I don't have time for that.
Yes, I will not leave this station. Kay.
chugga 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 choo choo. Oh, yeah, so
good.
I don't get to count. I've lost count in there.
My favorite text is the person who basically apologizes for agreeing with Matt for the first time ever. It's like, I'm sorry. They never thought it would happen, but it happened today.
Here we go, train man.
Station, all right, keep chugga chugga.
You won, so give us yours.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
Four.
Boza,
that was
lucky,
eight.
That was eight. See, you lose count.
Oh.
Boza, lucky boy. He's really going to have good train stories.
Oh, only train stories in our house.
Hopefully he gets his training from his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about first dates, first of all, we got to back up a bit because Matt said it's rutting season. It's, you know what, I thought, I don't think it's rutting season. I think that's what happens in the fall when they're like hammering their horns.
You say that now once we've been corrected.
Hammering their antlers and horns together and stuff like that.
I knew that all along.
I don't know. I'm not doubting Matt today. I'm trying not to doubt him. So.
Okay.
But anyway.
But we should have.
Spring is still the time when the things are happening.
Yeah, like, spring fever. It's a real thing. If you're on an online dating site, expect more messages this week more than ever before.
Well, they say statistically spring, and I might even put that into my sheet you didn't know about, spring coming up before this hour's through. It's the time of breakups and new loves. So a lot of people are dumping people right now, and they're looking for somebody else.
Some fresh.
Yeah.
Think about the summer. It's coming.
All right.
We had lots of suggestions for where to go on a first date. We mentioned the melting pot. We said, maybe it's too much money, and you got to spend 3 hours with them. This texter disagrees. They say it's a great place. Then you know whether they're a cheapskate or not.
It's true. Asking a guy to go to the melting pot on the first date.
Yeah.
You're a diva.
Yeah.
I said it.
Oh.
I said, no
noted.
Chance. No way.
My grandpa took his girlfriend to the dump for her birthday. It would be a good place for a first date. You have some insight into this, Matt, because of your mom, where she works.
Yeah.
Would it be good?
She doesn't take a lot of guys up for dates at the dump, but she works at it's honestly, it would be an amazing date. I truly believe.
Lots of birds.
Lots of birds. The smell's unique.
Yeah.
But the cool stuff happens at the dump, 100%.
Yeah.
But the venue doesn't really matter when it comes to a date. Don't. Yeah. Go somewhere where there's not other people.
Yeah.
For safety reasons.
Yeah.
But other than that, you can go anywhere. It's not about the venue, it's about the person.
So you could take somebody to the dump as long as there's a guy in a bulldozer like going over the dump stuff.
Beep, 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 beep. You just lock
no
eyes
way.
With them.
Not for a first date. I think the venue matters on a first date because you are showcasing what you portray. The place you choose is you.
But if I, you know, if I take you to go swim with the dolphins and see Shamu and you're in the water with them, you're still dating Matt, and it wouldn't matter.
I would be more impressed than just going on a date.
But it comes down to the person. You're not there for what's around you. You're there for the person in front of you and seeing if you're compatible. So it doesn't matter if you're at a park bench, you're at a bar.
That can come on the second or third date. You get to know them. You want to know them by the venue that they choose.
That's it? Like, okay, he better impress me because I'll go on a second date if he impresses me.
Exactly.
I feel like Matt's scared to set the expectations too high on the first date and then not be able to live through them the rest of their life. So you start like low, right? And then
okay.
Undersell, over deliver.
Yeah.
How are you over delivering with a park bench?
Oh, you haven't met me. My personality over delivers. Look at it. It's doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is over delivery?
You pipe down. I'm not going on a date with you.
All right. Does it matter? Does the venue even matter? That's the question. Matt says no. Jack says, oh, yeah.
For a first date,
okay.
Yes, it does.
After that, then you go to Costco.
After, I'll go to the park bench with you.
Would you ever go to the dump? Seriously.
That'd be an amazing first date. You remember that guy forever.
Yeah, that is true. It's memorable.
But if he was a stinker,
well, that's a great thing about the dump. You can blame it on the dump.
Exactly.
There you go.
I might be ill.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Does it matter where you go on your first date?
This text says, I 100% agree it does. It does not matter. A simple or fun first date is better than a big, expensive first date. Get to know the person sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Corey.
Sounds like there's a little bit of gold digging going on this morning.
Is that what you think it is?
Oh, yeah. On the venue, a park bench man sit there and chat. That's a nice little getaway. Going to the melting pot and spending $1,000 if you're not compatible, ain't worth it. Going to Costco, for a hot dog? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What? Yeah, Corey, you know, sorry to interrupt, but the one thing I think we have established is Melting Pot is never going to advertise with us.
It sounds like they don't need it, how much they charge.
No kidding. Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
First dates in Edmonton were some great places to go. We got lots of wonderful suggestions. And then it turned into, does it matter where you go on a first date?
This is a great suggestion. It comes from an unnamed texter. They say something fun but casual. My husband took me to Heritage Days as a first date, and you can always find something that you like to eat. You're entertained and you can talk and get to know each other.
There you go.
How many days is it? Three?
Yeah.
So you plan three dates then? If like, that's the only place you're going on dates? No. That one particular weekend?
If you're making those messages now, you got a long time to wait before the August long weekend. But yeah. I would suggest maybe just one day at Heritage Days.
Okay.
Jennifer, you got a story for us?
Okay, this didn't actually happen to me, but it is a hilarious story nonetheless. It happened to my best friend. She went on a first date with this guy, and they were driving around. They went to go get coffee, and they went on the west side. And they were just sitting in the parking lot, and this guy had to use the bathroom. And there was a whole bunch of restaurants nearby and everything like that. He didn't go into the restaurant. He went behind his truck and took a dump behind his truck and put the toilet paper in the little drainage thing.
This is not true.
It's true, trust me. Went back in the truck, put hand sanitizer on, and then asked her to make out.
There you go.
Oh my God.
So did she?
What a power move.
So, yeah, taken home.
In the guy's defense, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Shoot your shot when you come back, too. It's like, well, you know.
Go to the restaurant.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right. Shauna, is that right?
Correct.
Is standing by. She's going to play Who Said That for Michelle Obama tickets. That's coming up in just a moment. And Bonnie wants to slip one more suggestion in about going on a first date in Edmonton, because that's what we were talking about.
Well, running, you know, you can choose one or the other, but I think it's a nice idea to showcase the River Valley, go for a nice run. See what that person looks like in their running gear, and
yes.
Maybe go for a run.
Maybe the date would be like this. What are you?
How about like you could look the part, but you wouldn't really have to run.
Yeah, that's Jack's move. That's Jack's move.
She owns like six pairs of running shoes.
There's all these little trails.
Yeah. I love that idea. Take him for a run.
In a dark, lonely ravine.
You'll end up running, that's for sure.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Shauna's very patient. I don't blame her. She has a chance to win Michelle Obama tickets. We will play Who Said That coming up. But right now we're talking about first time dates in Edmonton. Good. Where do you go? Does it matter?
A guy just asked me to a movie for our very first date, and I unmatched him because we've never met. So why would I want to sit in silence for 2 hours with you?
Let this be a lesson to all the fellas out there.
Yeah.
Movies are bad first dates.
Right.
You just can't talk.
Yeah, but then you can go for somewhere after.
I don't want to sit there in nervous energy for 2.5 hours, can't say a word, and then go and talk.
I know a couple we were trying to set up. Like, we thought they'd be perfect for each other, but they argued about where they were going to go on that first date, and they never ended up going out.
Bad sign.
That was a bad sign, right? Yeah. So there you go. That's the one thing about, you know, if you're compatible about a movie choice, maybe you'd be compatible. So
it's true.
Hey, it would be compatible with everybody then.
Scary.
I love every movie. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Here's Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne, Kissin' Country, 103.9.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Spring edition.
Ooh.
I wanted to do this a couple days ago, but we've been so busy talking about marijuana at weddings and...
Hey, it's still spring. It's
should
okay.
Matt give back the chair and everything else that we didn't get a chance to cover this, but...
Spoiler, he didn't.
Here's some sheets you didn't know about spring. Are you ready? Did you remember hearing the story about they say that right when the spring equinox happens, you can balance an egg on its end because the, you know, the earth is in this perfect harmony?
Like on the pointed part?
Yeah, you've never heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that.
Sounds ridiculous.
Apparently it's false.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense that it's false.
Children actually grow faster in spring than other times of the year.
Really?
I feel that.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kennedy's grown out of all of her clothes.
See? Maybe that because she's just a child and then she's growing fast.
Oh, yeah.
March is named after Mars, the Roman god of war.
Cool.
Spring fever is a term applied to several sets of physical and psychological symptoms associated with the arrival of spring. Experts say the body's makeup changes due to different diets, hormone production, temperature, and increased light. Spring fever is a thing.
I believe it.
Realtors will tell you spring is the most popular time to sell or buy a house.
Makes sense.
And this one's for Jack. The earliest known use of the spring term spring cleaning was back in 1857.
Why is that for me?
Because you love cleaner. Spring cleaning, don't you?
I just love bleach.
Okay. I just love bleach.
Who came up with the term? Do you know? Is it in your notes?
A guy that works on 630 Ched now named Brian Hall.
Oh, nice. Halsey.
Friday song, your chance to win Oil Kings tickets coming up.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
And I was just looking on Kijiji. There's like a 1986 one. Like, it's like really cool looking for like 15 grand. So there you go. Anyway.
Today I found out Chris is going to buy a Jeep.
He wants to be a Jeep guy.
We might have one. I might actually be in the process of taking it over, so to speak. And
have you perfected the Jeep wave?
That's the thing. Carter said, because I've drove his Jeep, which I think I'm going to now have. But anyway, he said, Dad, like we were driving, I was driving, and I missed like three Jeep people.
It's a real thing. I didn't believe Bobby. My husband has a Jeep, yeah. And he's had one for years. I've known him for over 12, 13 years. Yeah. And I remember he was like, oh, yeah. There's a Jeep wave. And yeah. I thought he was lying for the longest time.
My mom and my sister own one, and I had to do the Jeep wave,
yeah,
too.
You have to.
So even if you're not driving it, just because your mom has one, you got to do the Jeep wave?
I did.
Oh, when you're in it.
When you're driving it.
Yeah,
sometimes.
He's in his EE Grand Prix.
There's no waves for Grand Prix people. It's a nod of sadness.
It's like, yeah, I got one too. All right, switching gears. It's been about a week since my daughter got her wisdom teeth out. And it's something that the majority of us kind of have to go through in our lives. It kind of is what it is. And when she came home, she was happier than the loon. Like, you're always happy when you come home from that operation.
High and happy.
If they put you out, right?
You're hopped up on goofballs.
Give you the meds. And so we're wondering this morning, have you ever had an awkward situation with that whole the wisdom teeth story, you know, the ride home? Maybe we'll try calling my mom. I don't think I've ever had my mom on the radio, but maybe if she answers the phone, maybe we'll call her in the next few moments, because she has one she brings up every 6 months about taking me home when I got mine out at about 20 years old. So, but anyway.
I want to hear this.
You guys have any experiences?
I had an elbow surgery after a baseball injury, and I came home and I was high on codeine. This is when I found out I was allergic to codeine. And I was the simplest things would just crack me up. There was this cartoon show, and the joke was like, it goes up to this guy. The guy's name was Andy. He's like, we were rating people, Andy. Urinate. And Andy really had to pee. I laughed and laughed and laughed. My mom still brings it up.
Yeah, moms do. Yeah.
They always remember.
And then I threw up.
Oh, not good. I don't really have, I mean, if you count me going to the dentist every 6 months high on.
You got to get Ativan for cleaning.
Yeah. So that counts, I suppose. But I think when my husband Bobby broke his jaw, he was high on morphine in the hospital.
Yeah.
He made friends with all the nurses and they were all sitting around him and they were talking about Grey's Anatomy. And he'd never watched it before.
Yeah.
He was like, so is it like that here? It's ridiculous.
I'm so scared someday to be on morphine and what I might say. Like, you know, when you can't control yourself.
Ooh. You barely have a filter now.
All right. 780-421-1039. You got some high on medication stories you want to share with us. And maybe we will. We'll try calling my mom.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're trying to call my mom here. I don't know if I've ever had her on the radio in all my years.
Really?
Kind of a behind-the-scenes
person.
Anyway, let's call her. We're talking about getting high, I guess, is lack of a better word.
Yeah, getting your wisdom teeth pulled or other things.
Legally high. Morphine high from the doctor.
Exactly. Exactly. She's kind of like my wife. She's very shy.
Hello.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Oh, you're just on the radio. Don't swear.
Oh.
I
don't have you on loud volume here this morning.
Hey, that's okay. No, yeah, I was going to ask you questions about the last half hour of the show.
Mom actually listens? My mom never does.
Yeah. I don't have it on right now, no.
Okay, that's okay. We're talking about with Bailey getting her wisdom teeth out and the stories of coming home after you get your wisdom teeth out. And you, I said you bring up the story every 6 months. I was about 20 years old. We were downtown and I was still living with you guys in Thorsby. So tell everybody about the ride home.
Well, we got you into the car and your sister was in the back seat. You were in the front with me and we were driving along and we were coming across 109th Street and across the high-level bridge, and on the way home, there was a a Michelin tire store, and at that time they had one of those big Michelin blow-up guys that looked in the shape of tires.
Yeah.
And basically, and it was windy, and so it was waving. It was waving in the wind. And you just went crazy because you saw this little whatever. I don't know what you thought it was, but anyway, you just went crazy. Ben started to just giggle and giggle and giggle because this guy was moving around in the wind.
He was waving at
and
you.
Anyway, it was really quite an exciting trip home. You kind of went on a trip without leaving the farm.
The Michelin man was waving to you, Chris.
Yeah, amazing.
He was. I didn't settle down until about Kalmar.
Yeah. No, it was quite an eventful trip all the way home. You were quite a happy guy. Yeah.
Maybe I should get on that every day.
I was just going to say, it didn't last long once the painkillers started coming out.
Get Chris more morphine.
Yes, and Michelin man's.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.